This is SAFM Sport with Thabiso Musiya.
Okay, the man is already here. He's taken his seat, Gavin Hanso. Let's get straight to the conversation because I see the voice notes are already coming in here. Coach, good evening. Thanks for joining us on your birthday.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thanks for taking me away from my dinner, but otherwise, all right.
I was about to say, you're getting old, Coach. You come and do radio interviews on a birthday. Things have changed.
Times are tough, eh? No, it's good. No problem. Anytime. No,
thank you. We really appreciate it, Coach. How does it feel being back at SuperSport United, though?
Yeah, feels like home. Walking in there yesterday was a real good feeling about the place. Everybody's very welcoming. Feels like they want you there, and that was important. You know, the staff. A lot of the staff was there from when I first came. Brian, who sits right next to me now. You know, he just came there as a young man. And now I left him as a young boy, and now he's a young man.
Yeah.
Look at him. It's fantastic, you know.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's a club that obviously helps people grow in their careers, whatever the path they do, and you know, and it's been a successful club.
Yeah, but I'm sure you probably had enough time to play golf during your holidays, during the break that you had. How was that break for you before you go back to SuperSport? Because the last time we spoke to you, you said you hadn't been away for football for 25 years.
Yeah, that's the truth. First time, it wasn't good. I was like, you know, they say like a bear with a sore head. Waking up every morning is not the best, you know, you don't know what to do with yourself. And but yeah, I actually watch more football than I ever do.
Oh, really?
I watch a lot of games. Yeah.
You even went to Manchester City. How was that
experience? Was a great experience. It was an unbelievable experience to see a team at that level, how they operate. Just behind the scenes, the support staff, and finding out how they do things. And believing me, as much as we think the game has changed, the game has stayed the same.
Oh, really? You know,
there's a lot of simplicity in the way they do things, a lot of things that I preach a lot of, and I found out, sure was, they do the same, you know.
Is a six still a six?
The what?
A six is a six still a six.
A six is
a number six.
Yeah. Yeah. And the goalkeeper's still a goalkeper, even though it's changed a little bit. I've never seen a goalkeeper pass a ball like that in my life. Yeah. In my life. It's Man City goalkeeper anyway. But yeah, to see those players real live, close up. I don't blow trumpets, but I think I've never seen a player like Kevin De Bruyne in my life. He's an outstanding player.
Does he have everything?
He blew me away. He was just mind-boggling how good he is. Yeah. And when you see him live, like close up on the training ground, that he's mind-boggling.
How's his work ethic on the training ground?
He doesn't have to work too hard. He never gives a ball away. And he sees the right pass all the time. Yeah. You know, I always say, people say, what player do you like? I said, I like that player when I sit in the stand and say, why didn't he pass it left or right? Well, he passes it left or right and he sees it, you know. And he just blew me away, you know.
So how did that come about? Did you ask to go there? Did they invite you? Did you spend
time? Well, it's through connections of people that I know. And obviously they just, you know, did a little invite to say, look, we would love to have you. Mm. You know, I had to do the whole, you know, you send your CV and where you've been and all that. And they said, love to have you. And we'll show you around the place and, you know, show you how we operate, which is fantastic.
What did you make of Pep and how he works?
Well, I didn't really get close to him because we couldn't. They were traveling and they were playing. But I had a lot of time with Jason Wilcox. He played left wing for Blackburn. He's the head of the youth and the academy and runs that
team with Benny and them.
That's right. He played with Benny and that. And I had a lot of time with him and, you know, we spoke a lot about football and where it's going and it was interesting. And obviously the youth coaches and that and... But it was very good. But I could just watch, you know, the training, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah. But you have a big job on your hands now, Coach, at SuperSport United. Why did you take up this challenge?
Well, I think it's exciting. I think if you look at the team, it's a team that's certainly, you know, it's been consistent since I left. It's been very consistent in terms of trophies and things like that. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. It's a much younger group of players than I walked into when I first came. You know, when I took over from Pitt, so it was a much more mature group. Mm. And this group is a much younger group, so it's certainly I'm gonna have to have my wits about me and work a little, you know, work on the training ground and get them going in a direction that we want them to, you know.
Looking from the outside, it looks like they have taken another direction. Maybe winning the league no longer a priority, or they think they can't win the league anymore, and they're developing all these youngsters. Is that the sense that you get? Also, do you have to speak to Stan about that?
Stan and I had long conversations about, you know, where the club has changed because of the big corporate now. It's been incorporated into the business more, where before it was more a little bit of a standalone club, you know, sort of super sport, but you get on with it a little bit more. So there's a bit more corporate, you know, involvement from the top to the bottom of the club. So, yeah, but for me, it's more the playing side, you know, and what we can do and what we can't do. And let's try and be smart like we were all the years in the market. You know, and try and get the right players for the right situation and the right price, obviously.
And what do you make of the direction, coach, that they have taken now? Because they seem
always
to
been
be...
Let's not beat around the bush. It's always been a club that we've sold players. Mm. And that's always been the fact. Because financially, you're not going to compete with certain clubs. Certainly three of the clubs, you're not going to compete with them financially. Maybe four clubs. So, there's always going to be those opportunities. That's got to be a good sign for the club. Because these teams want your players.
Yeah.
Because they've done a good job. I mean, I came through with Ronwin Williams and Kermit Erasmus and Kamakela Makojo and Bebos and Zongos. They all got sold on, and successful careers. So, yeah, it's going to be a club that always going to attract the clubs coming to SuperSport and looking for our players because they've the scouting and the way we scrutinize to get players is good.
And what does it say about the other clubs that they have to go to SuperSport development for their players?
It's natural all over the world. You look at every league in the world, one or two big clubs, they go and poach players from clubs who obviously are not in the same financial muscle as them. It's simple as that. But listen, we can talk here. Let's go straight on these things,
Yeah, but so what do you think you can do with the squad then, with these youngsters? Because you say it's a much younger group.
You don't know because, I think the most important thing is to get consistency into the team. I think that's very important. And people don't understand that. And it's very difficult to explain that until you're actually on the field and say, right, A, B, C, we need to do it very consistently and be very predictable at what we're doing and being good at predictable. Because if you're good at being predictable, you will win. Because the patterns and that we try and work on is what we do every day.
Is it too early to assess the quality of the youngsters?
Yeah, I don't really know. There's a lot of them I don't know. I know obviously all the senior ones, the ones who started, but out of the disky, it's very difficult. I've watched quite a lot of games, but I've got a feel of who and how in 2 days. But obviously, once we start playing a little bit more, more game-related stuff, you'll find your way.
When we spoke to Stan last week, he was targeting a top-4 finish. Is that realistic, considering the squad that you have?
Anything's realistic, I came here the first time I think we were 7th or 8th when I took over. They came second twice. And then obviously I think the year or two, they came 7th or twice. And then I took over when they were 7th or 8th, So, yeah. And then we won the league. So, realistically, I don't know. There's a huge gap I don't think there's enough competition challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when we were winning the league on under 60 points. So that means the league was competitive.
Mm.
The league is competitive now. It's still competitive, but there's one team that's so much better than everybody else, So we need to get closer. Mm. Everybody,
But can they be caught?
I don't know if he'll do it, around like this season, but I mean, certainly it's going to try, the most important thing, as I said, consistency, not to drop silly points if you look at the last season, I spoke to Katano about it. They were leading a lot of games and then ended up drawing or losing, So that needs to change a little bit,
You've got 2 years here, coach. Maybe some people would have expected a longer term contract considering that they speak highly of you.
It doesn't matter.
You can be gone in a year.
Well, you can be gone in a week. Contracts, they've shown loyalty, but I mean, 2 years, it wasn't a concern of mine. It was a concern of mine because I know, where we can go and what we can do if we have, and the support there, the structure's there. We just need to, make sure that we make some good choices going forward.
So do you look at it as a 2-year project then?
I don't really. I look at it as a 1-week project. I look at it as a daily project. I think it's easy to say vision, this 2020.
Yeah.
It can't be not in football. It's today, it's tomorrow, it's the next game.
Mm.
And I think, yes, you've always got to have one eye. That's why I've always been with youth. We've got to have, can he get better? Can he get better, And every player's got his ceiling. It doesn't matter which player in the world has got a ceiling. And we got to try and break through the ceiling or find somebody who can get through, go to bigger heights and better heights.
So how much experience do you think you need then in the squad, coach?
Well, I think, as I said, when I first came here, there was a lot of experience. I came here, Andre Aronso was the goalkeeper. we had Ricardo Kutzer. We had Tabo September. We had people like Mapela, Mashego, Medici. Dane was still young then.
Mm.
Clate, these type of things. So there was a good mixture and a good balance of youth.
Bongani and Morgan.
They sort of came
after.
Second year, one of them came in the first year,
So how much experience do you need here now?
Well, we've just signed Tyson. Tyson, you got to look after your spine. I mean, it's a simple... football changes. It changes daily, but it doesn't change. Mm. You know, we still got to look after the spine. If you look after your spine, your team will be okay. Mm. So obviously down through the middle, and then we need to bring and look at what's. If there's nothing available, we'll build. And if it's somebody's better, I mean, I had many opportunities or situations at SuperSport or in coaching where you've let go senior players and brought in a young one, and he's been better. Improving, most important thing.
Okay, for those who are just joining us, we are in conversation with Coach Gavin Hunt. We'll just take a quick break and we'll continue after this break.
This is SAFM Sport.
Hey, Coach, before we go to the voice notes, obviously people want to congratulate you and ask you a few questions. Yeah. We were talking about the spine there. You've brought in a Tyson, but do you have a good budget then to bring in the experience that you want here?
How long is a piece of string? I talk to the management, and then management will say yeah and nay. And obviously, you know, I know where we can go, where we can't go, parameters. You know, we're not going to go out and spend and buy players. We'll try and do clever deals in the free market if we can. And obviously, you know, if you have to sell and, you know, swap and whatever. I'm not afraid of that. I've never been afraid of that. And sometimes if you want to make your team better, sometimes you have to let go something that you like and hopefully get something better, you know. Yeah.
Did you ask Dan about Ronwin in your negotiations? Because I'm sure you'd have liked to keep him.
Well, obviously, this has been going on since I came, and as I've said, I was in trivia to the management meeting, and I just heard what was said and what's going on, and I just gave my opinion, and that's it. And obviously, it's out of my hands now.
Nothing you can do to keep
him. Well, there's nothing you can do, but obviously, you got to look at it from all parties, you know. Mm-hmm. And hopefully, you know, we resolve this as quickly as possible. Either way.
Mm. You don't have to replace him with experience because he was the captain, been there forever.
Exactly. My point is, you know, you can't be taking a big asset like that and not replacing him with... But, I mean, I had the same problem when he came in. You know, we lost Andres and Dennis Oyungos, and we had a problem with a goalkeeper the 1 year. I mean, I got a foreign goalkeeper and it didn't work out. And I saw this boy in the under-18s and I said, right, I'm putting him in. And everybody said, you're crazy. And we put him in and look at the rest of his history.
What do you make of his decision of wanting to leave to go play Champions League or CAF football, like you said?
Well, listen, every player wants to, I would like to think, wants to win trophies, not there for the wrong reasons. You know, they have to win trophies. The rest will follow, you know, financially and that. And I think, obviously, he's at an age now. He's 30, 31. I'm not sure if he's 30 or 31. He's one or the other. He's at a goalkeeper's maturing now. He's really coming. And obviously, financially, he can set himself up, you know, for the rest of his life, where he doesn't really have to work too hard. And that's important. I think people forget about that. And people say, oh, you know. But at the end of the day, it is about a financial situation for any player anywhere around the world, you know. Mm. Why they go here or why they go there. I said he should have gone, you know, up to the Gulf. That's where you make him. I told Itu Kunui as well. I said, you're wasting your time. He said, there you go. You should go and play in the Gulf for a year or two. You can retire.
Like Serrero has done.
Exactly. And Patosi.
Patosi also.
Come back here, you know. Yes. I mean, the football might. But you get to an age where let's set myself up a little bit.
And what about Butler? Would you have liked to have him with you also?
Yeah, it's unfortunate Butler's not there. I mean, I haven't chatted to him. I spoke to him when he asked me about SuperSport, you know, before you went there. I said, listen, it's the best club, a right club for you. And then there was a problem with the vaccinations and stuff like that. So it's a bit unfortunate, you know. Mm.
Okay. We've got a couple of voice notes here for you, Coach. Let's play them. Maybe you might want to put those headphones on if you can hear.
Good evening, Tabiso, and your lovely sports team. I would also like to greet my most respected coach, Mr. Gavin Hunt. Mr. Hunt, I wish you the best in all your future endeavors at SuperSport United. And I'm happy that you're rekindling with your former player, Tyson. I just guess maybe you will be getting some of your former players at Wits University. Thank you.
Yeah, good evening, Tabiso, and Coach Gavin. Happy birthday, Coach. Enjoy your birthday. Yeah, it's good to have you back at the game. It's good to have you at the game back, Coach. I just hope that they will give you enough chance at SuperSport. I know that there are a lot of kids there at SuperSport. I just hope that they will give you enough time, no pressure. But I believe that you'll do it. Thank you so much, Coach. Enjoy your birthday, Coach. Andres from Ivory Park.
Evening, member Nkatlego there. I just want to welcome my coach back, and I just hope that we'll be reunited with our former glory days with him there. I'm so excited. If I was asked by the management who I would want back, it's definitely going to be him. I hope we'll start challenging the league again now, but no pressure, but to re-establish ourselves as a force to be reckoned with. Ema Timogashkombe in Pretoria. It's an answer for life. Welcome back, coach.
Ntongo Lutabza, Stellenbosch. Happy birthday to Mr. Hunt. Question for him. Since he was at Kaizer Chiefs and he managed to get into the semi-finals of the CAF Champions League, does he feel like being at SuperSport, that's one of his ambitions now to get into CAF and perhaps go even further in the CAF competition? Because in the league, I think he's won the league, he's won the domestic cups. Does he feel like CAF is like the main goal now, being at SuperSport? Because Siyamcela, man, can he make SuperSport more competitive again? We are tired of Sundowns now. Bye. Don't go.
Good evening, Mr. Msiya, with my lovely coach, Gavin Hunt, Mr. Thabo Msiya. I love Gavin Hunt, Mr. Msiya. And coach, welcome back home. And I believe you are in the environment that you are used to. You've got a mandate for people around you who will give you support. And congratulations on signing Hlatshwayo. I hope there are a lot of many more players that are coming back home to work with you at SuperSport United. I wish you all the best. And thank you so much for coming back from Max in Pretoria.
Evening, Netabiso Tulane from Malanda. Derry, congratulations. Happy birthday. I know. I've got your back. Everything. Just one trophy, then we settle the nerves at the club. Next season, when they give you a contract, you go on. You go on and win it. Thanks.
Hi, good evening, Thabiso. Franz from Waitloof. Firstly, I just want to say happy birthday to Coach Gavin Hunt, one of the best legend in South Africa that we have to celebrate while he's still alive. And I just want to say congratulations to him to get the SuperSport United job. And I'm so happy for him, you know, to be a coach of one of the teams from Pretoria. Since I'm a Mamelodi Sundowns supporter, I just want him, you know, and the core coaches at Sundowns to raise, you know, the Pretoria flag higher and higher, because Joburg and their teams is no longer the same. You can even go to Joburg CBD. It's no longer a safe place to be. So Pretoria, stand up. And Coach Gavin Hunt, my last question to you, I just want to find out why you coaches, well-experienced coaches, I've never heard or seen one, you know, buying a soccer team and running it, you know, the way you have experienced things in football and all that. I mean, it's not like you guys can afford, you, Bizo and others. I think you can buy one of the teams at Mvela or the second division or PSL and run your own team, you know, with all that experience. When is we're going to see that, I mean, happening? Thank you.
Good evening, Thabiso, and to Coach Gavin as well. It's Tumelo here from Kimberley. Just a quick one to Coach Gavin surrounding his time at Kaizer Chiefs. I know he's an astute coach, and although I'm an Orlando Pirates fan, I've been following his work since his times at Manning Rangers, and really captivating the footballing world in South Africa at his time at SuperSports, where he made do with less fancied players. He just was able to make it work, and with a team that didn't really have shining superstars, he was able to make work from back to front. With a team that is as well resourced as Kaizer Chiefs is, why didn't it work out? What went wrong? What is it that he can pinpoint? Or is it just one of those things in football? Thank you, Tumelo here.
Okay, thanks for those. We'll get the coach to respond. But firstly, coach, it sounds like they've got more fans than the last time you were there. Yeah. All the SuperSport United fans calling in. Eh? So there's been some growth here.
Yeah, there has been. Eh?
The common question is about Tyson. How big a signing is Tyson for the club?
Yeah, look, I mean, I you know, that was the first thing I said. Look, You know, I think we need to get a little bit. We need to get a player like him in. What he'll bring to the dressing room, to the training ground, to the team. I think it's important. I think you know, and I think he can contribute immensely on both sides of the goals. Mm. You know, he's got goals in him as well. You know, I mean, he'll get you 4 or 5 goals a season, and which is important, maybe more than some of the strikers in South Africa. So, you know, and he can defend your box for you, which is very important in the game. You know,
So it sounds like obviously you know exactly how to use him, and maybe that could have been the challenge in the past.
Yeah,
I'm sure you've spoken to.
Well, it's like with any player. It's like with any player. I think you need to play him to his strengths. You know, when I signed him from Ajax, we knew he was a right fullback, and I said to him the day he came, I said, "Look, you're not going to play there anymore. You're going to play. This is where you're going to play, and you'll play for South Africa." He looked at me and he said, "I'm, you know." And he ended up, you know, being the captain. So, yeah, that's important. We get him back to where he was. And
strictly centre-back?
Yeah, well, you can play full-back as well, you know, in the heartbeat. He played for us at Wits.
At Wits, yeah, I remember,
a couple of times when we had to play, you know, we were short or whatever. So, yeah. And he can play up front, you know.
The push comes when you need him in the last 10, minute, you push him up front.
Yeah, last 10 minutes, believe me, he scored some unbelievable goals, you know. Yeah.
It's like a Mbazuma when he goes up front.
Yeah,
in there.
Yeah.
And they were asking if you think you can get to CAF with this squad, play continental football?
Well, right now we're not in CAF, which maybe is a good thing because you know they haven't qualified. But I mean, it's certainly for me. I mean, the team 2-3 years back, I think they played the CAF final.
Yes, they did.
And then obviously it put a lot of
strain. Mazembe, I think they played.
Yeah,
Mazembe,
there was put a lot of strain on the team because obviously the you know the travelling and up and down and they suffered the next season. So. A club of super sports side, you've got to be very careful in the CAF, as much as I want to do well. You know, I've got to be very careful of how we handle the squad if we get there, you know, and play in the tournament, yeah.
Okay, the other question was, why aren't you buying a team instead of working for all these teams and just buying and coaching your own team?
Maybe. I'm not that bright and I'm not that clever, but I am very clever when it comes to that side of the game. You've got to have deep pockets to run football clubs. I mean, it's a huge expense and I commend every... owner of a football club because it's a huge expense. But yeah, it's something that I'd love to do that. Everybody would love to own their own football club, you know, and do it their way or do whatever you want. But I mean, there's a lot of owners that I commend who are doing a great job and you know, and hopefully we can take the game forward with them.
There was a question about doing well with clubs with less resources, but achieves you had all the resources there.
Yeah, we had resources, all the Chiefs fans want to know why didn't it work out. We don't really want to get into that conversation for me. I mean, it's, you know, you say, I say, we say, we all say, you know. So I don't really want to go down that road, but resources, yes. I mean, everything off the field is fantastic, you know. But you can see what's happening now. You know, there's been a big shake-up and a revival there. And obviously that's something that, you know, I spoke about the first day I was there.
Are you disappointed at how it ended, though?
Yeah, obviously you're always disappointed because you haven't been fired until the first time, you know, and you go like, okay, what? And it hit me with a brick because we were like one step away, you know.
CAF semi-finals.
Yeah, that was disappointing because you really want to go in there and have a go at it. You know, we did so well; the club was unbelievable. The support structure behind us getting that far, you know, how we travelled and that was fantastic. So. It's disappointing because they played, you know, they played a good Al Ahly side with Pitso, you know, it's a game. And you look, maybe we were punching above our weight at that time, but they did get
without
there.
Signing players,
yeah, we did get there, which is fantastic, you know. But obviously, I don't think we could do it on two fronts, domestically and which proved, you know. So maybe it was better to come maybe in the top half of the league and be knocked out first round, but we did it the other way around, which I felt, you know, at that point in time, let's try and target that a bit more. But anyway, it's history.
Yeah, and Chipa is also history. They've just appointed Dane Clate now. I'm sure he's given you a call because we spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, actually, and he said that while coaching the MDC, he would call you to ask for advice.
We speak all the time. Yeah. I mean, he phoned me on Sunday morning and said, what do you think? He's had a phone call from the chairman. What do you think? I said, you've got nothing to lose. Oh. You know, go for it, you know. Just make sure you've got good support around you. You know, you've taken Bruce from the development.
Yes, Bruce July.
Yeah, you know, Bruce has been around. He knows the area. Obviously, to get a player or two, that's going to be your biggest, problem, you know, because without players, it doesn't matter how good a coach you are, you need some players, you know. And they've lost a few. I don't know if they've replaced them. I don't know what's happened down there in the preseason, what's been going on. But I think it's a club with huge potential. I think one of the clubs got the most potential. I mean, the money that they're getting in from all avenues, it should be a much better club. It's certainly a top four club. And I said, we'll get you in the top four, but you need, you know, you need time,
yeah.
a year or so to get in. I said that from the start. This is a top four club with the infrastructure, the facilities, and the financial
municipality coming on board.
And the financial support, you know.
Yeah.
And we really got to ask the question, what has happened there, you know? What's going on? Why has it been like it is? So that I can't answer. But, I mean, for me, you know, we worked on the same budget we did at Wits and we won the league. So, yeah, let's not go there.
But you were there. I'm sure you can answer. I mean, I think lasted 10 games and that was it. And
yeah,
you were still trying to figure out your team.
I said, you know.
You had held Sundowns to a draw, I think, in one of the games.
We were top of the league after three games. Fantastic.
So what happened?
Well, you don't score goals. You're obviously reliant on certain things. But the structure was built. And then, you know, Kurt came in, did a very good job afterwards. And he kept the structure the same. Mm. You know, we played, which was a totally different structure than Chip have played all the years since I've known them. Never played that way. But I saw we had to change it, and we changed it. And to be hard to beat, durable, you know, compact, what all the, you know, the football terminology you'll use. But I said we had to be hard to beat. That's the most important thing, where we are. And I thought we were bottom four club, and they ended up there, which is what I thought it would be in the first year.
And then
obviously, you know, you take it from there.
But you found a 17-year-old there in Walmart Township.
Yes.
I remember
we
spoke to him and his family. They were in tears when he got his first professional contract, Azola Matrosa.
And now he's at Orlando Pirates.
He's at Orlando Pirates. Should he go back for another season with Dane Clayton, winger there?
Yes.
Or should do you think he can make it?
For me, he's come from a very, what's the word, rural background.
Walmart Township.
There's not really much formal constructive football. It's more just, you know. I saw him the first day. I said, right, keep him here, because he was going to go down to the disc. I said, keep him here. And the rest is history. You know, I played him when I was there only once or twice, but that was in the first couple of games. I thought he'd let him get into the structure and the system, and they played him quite a few times. And, you know, he's got a move to Orlando Pirates, which is fantastic for him, but not the right time for him, I don't think.
He's probably better off with another winger in Dane Clayton for another season, eh?
Yeah, I think, but that's if he's going to play like that, or how is he going to play with him, you know. But I do feel that he needs a little bit more game time under his belt, and that'll come if he stays a chipper.
But is he a proper prospect? Because you must have seen something special in
huge.
Him.
You know,
I've seen him.
I always say, if you get a player that can run without the ball and run with the ball at the same speed, you've got a decent player. Because most players, you can run faster without the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he runs with the ball, and you know, he glides, and you know, he's got natural balance, got a sweet left foot. But needs work and needs, you know, the other part of the game that you'll learn by playing a little bit more, you know.
And not dribbling in his own box.
Yeah, okay. That's for sure. Yeah.
Back to SuperSport United. Coach, what about Aubrey Ngoma? Is he still with the club?
Yeah, he's still training there. You know, he looks slimmer, fitter, looks better. I've only been there 2 days, you know, and so we'll see what's happening.
Is there someone you'd like to keep?
There's so many, you know, it's amazing when you come to a new club. You go in from the kit to the fields, do this, do that. And so there's so many things you've got to tackle on a daily, and right now, phone calls about this. So we'll get to one or two of the players, you know, certainly in the next, believe you me, before the weekend.
There's been some talk that you could have been reunited with that Thabang Monare. Would he have been someone of interest for you?
I think he got intercepted on the way to the chairman's office.
And went back.
He phoned me, he said, look, I'm free. I said, okay, I haven't got a job yet, but I'll look after you if something happens. And obviously, I think they took him back. Yeah.
Yeah. And Terence?
Terence?
Chukamanja?
Terence from we signed from Highlanders. Yes.
Yes. Nobody knew about him.
Yeah, he got good in the air. Obviously, there's bigger competition coming now for him, so you know it's going to be harder for him. But he's a good prospect, and he'll always score a goal out of nothing. That boy, you know. So yeah, good player.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we'll wrap up now with Gavin Hunt after this break. So if you want to get your voice notes in, this is the time.
At SAFM Radio and at Thabiso Musiya on Twitter.
Wrap up with the last two or three voice notes then for Coach Gavin Hunt. We're still going to speak to Tyson after the interview with the coach.
Hi, Thabiso. Nicholas here in Cape Town. Like to say hi to Coach Gavin Hunt. And also all the best for you know, for him being a backer to SuperSport United. I thought by now you would be maybe at Orlando Pirates, because I know at Sundowns he cannot make it now currently, because Sundowns is still doing well under those three coaches. he is the best coach that any team would, you know, could take. And I fail to understand whether why is Kaizer Chiefs, you know, putted him out. He is a good coach, though. You must remember that. Chiefs will regret putting him out.
Good evening, Thabiso. Lalane Mujela from Limpopo here. Look, my brother, to the coach there, I'm just so happy. I'm a Kaizer Chiefs fan, and my heart was broken when Coach Gavin left our club. But then I'm happy that he's back in football and he's doing what he loves. And I'm wishing him all the best at SuperSport. I know he can do better. I think, and I also believe that is the best environment for him. He must just do what he knows best. And yeah, go and shine. Happy birthday, coach. Love you.
Good evening, coach. Good evening, Thabiso. Coach, why is it that most of the local coaches are not interested in taking international offers? Let's say the Black Stars of Ghana are in need of a coach. You understand? Why are we not seeing South African coaches putting their CVs forward to manage national teams of other countries? Not only the Black Stars, but even if it's Europe, it's Bramoro in Bloemfontein.
Okay, he wants to know why our coaches don't go out of South Africa. There was a time when you were linked with a move to one of our neighboring countries here, coach. Was there any truth to that?
Is it on?
Yeah, we are now.
I'm telling you now, I believe it's a lot to do with your national team.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe it. I think if your national team is better, then they see South Africa football is better. So what does that mean? They think the coaches are better. They'll think players are better.
Mm.
And I really do feel, if you go back to our best time of our international, which is such a short time, 96 to 98 and all that, how many players were moving? Scouts were coming here. Scouts don't want to come here anymore. So I think it's a snowball effect. If your national team is good, your players will be good, your coaches will be good. And it's like when Brazil win the World Cup, then all the Brazilian coaches are the best.
Yeah.
When the German win the World Cup, then all the German coaches are the best. And that works, I'm telling you, it works like that around the world.
Yeah.
And until we get our national team better and more competitive, I don't think we'll export much coach. And that's what Pizzo has done is unbelievable, you know. And I commend him and, you know, he taken the opportunity and been really successful. And now he's really one foot in the door to closer to being, you know, up there.
But was there any truth to you coaching outside of South Africa?
There was a couple of phone calls. There's been a lot of phone calls. But, you know, it's phone calls and, you know, listen, a lot of it is not what you know. It's who you know. Sorry to say it like that. And somebody's got to know somebody. And that's how things happen, you know.
Just as we wrap up now, coach, where do you think everybody's been left behind by Sundowns? Or is it an obvious question? Obvious answer.
Listen, it takes a combination of good players and good coaches and organisation and a good club. And I think, you know, if you look at the club, and it's difficult for me, I don't know, I've never worked there. But if you look at the club from the outside all the years, they brought a lot of foreigners in, you know, and they would sign all these players. They would sign any player. I think when Pizzo came in, he said, no, hold on, let me sign what I want and sign players for specific reasons. And I think that's where they've sort of been more consistent and got better and better. And I think that's why they are so much better. Yeah. And it's a combination of good players, good coaching, and good organisation off the field. And that's what it's about.
Some say it's not healthy for our league. It's a farmers' league. What do you make of that if they keep dominating like this?
I think whoever says that is not really, I don't think, in tune enough. I think football, yes, they're on a good run, but I think that cycle could also, teams will get a little bit closer. And I think Sundowns also want that, to be a little bit closer. But I mean, they do have their eye on the bigger picture, which is the Champions League, which I understand. And I wish, you know, we could all think like that. But obviously financially, it's a big strain on the clubs, you know. But yeah, I think let's look at our youth. Let's get our players better. And let's see how clever we can box in the market. And let's see how clever we can do with our signings of one or two foreign players here and there, you know.
Are you happy with what you have up front, Kabuza?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, I still think we got, well, certainly
Bradley
for me, a fit Bradley Krobler is certainly for me one of the best strikers in the league. I mean, he can score, he can create for you, you know, he can do everything for you. But obviously, fitness-wise, we need to get him fitter to be durable to play 30 games a season, you know, which is the most important thing. Which, if you look 2 years back, I think he was top goal scorer and he played you know, quite a lot of football.
Ahead of Shalulile, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, so with the right service and the right movement and everything like that. But obviously, time does move, age gets older. But for me, when he's fit, he's certainly one of the best.
And Tammy?
Tammy?
Kabuza?
Well, Kabuza is Kabuza. I don't know. I've only met him now the last 2 days. He's certainly, he's a good character. And but he obviously also, you know, age is not, he's catching up, you know. But he gives a lot to the team. He's given a lot to the club as it is. And, you know, he's certainly a very inspiring, enthusiastic character.
So with all that said, Coach, what will make a good season then for SuperSport next season?
Win the next game.
That's Sundowns. No, isn't it Sundowns?
No, M10-8? No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I think that is Sundowns.
No, M10-8. I think you play league. You play league first. I think
you play league first, yeah, and then you play MTN.
The league fixtures aren't out yet, so I don't know. I think it's important not to get too far ahead of yourself and say we want to do this, that.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, chairman, you'll have your private discussion, but I think you got to let's get in and let's get a bit of consistency into the team and let's get everybody up and running.
Okay, Coach, before you go, we've got your new signing on the line. Tyson joins us on the line. Tyson, good evening. Thanks for joining us on SAFM.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, Coach. Good evening to the listeners.
Congratulations on the move. How much convincing did the coach have to do to get you to go to SuperSport?
All right, it's a coach who believed in me. He knew my situation. And it's a coach that I know, who knows my strength and my weaknesses. So it wasn't that hard to convince me.
Is it? So did you have to wait for the appointment before going to SuperSport United?
I didn't get any offers. I didn't have any offers. Nothing was concrete. So as soon as we called, I couldn't say no.
Okay, now the coach has already spoken highly of you, Tyson. I'm sure he's already told you. And we were just saying goodbye to the coach. Coach, when is he expected in training?
He was there yesterday. Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
How's he looking?
No, he needs a lot of work. As always.
Okay, Tyson, just stay on the line. We're just saying goodbye to the coach and we'll continue with you after this break.
No, no problem. Yes, sir, no, good.